You're listening to The Marne Report.
Well, hey, hey, Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield, Molly here with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I am here with my super awesome friend, Emmeline Hastings, and she is from Army Community Service. She is the Employment Readiness Program Specialist. Thank you for being on the podcast with me today, Emmeline.
Well, thank you, Molly, for having me.
Well, today I want to talk to you about a job fair that you have coming up in September, which scarily will be here way before we know it.
Yes, it is the 2024 Military Spouse Career Fair. And I say career because we do have not just employers, but also training resources. And I mean by training resources, different schools, education, all of that.
That's super cool. I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, when we're about to go into a big PCS season, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'll have a lot of new spouses that are looking for employment. And I know a lot of families go directly to Army Community Service when they're, you know, they get to a new place for their support. And maybe a lot of people don't realize that we have someone like you and we have this program through ACS to help our spouses find jobs.
Oh, definitely. So what I go over is job search skills, what sites are legitimate, not legitimate, how they can go straight to a company to search for the careers and apply. We go over resume writing skills, like private sector resumes. And there's a difference, private sector resume and federal resume. So I teach both.
That's awesome.
And then we also go over like interviewing and dressing for success, making sure that they say the right things and are dressed for the job they want.
Yeah.
We also go over navigating USA jobs. That's the big thing of all because that is the biggest bear.
It is a bear.
And I've been in the federal system 22 years. Yeah. And part of that was actually as a military spouse. But I will tell you, that website changes like nobody's business.
Yes.
So I want to make sure everybody clicks on the right stuff. They look at the right hyperlinks, uploading mm-hmm. the correct documents, knowing what documents. But the final thing I also go over, because we have a lot of our spouses and even our veterans going into this whole changing career, but they don't know what career.
Right.
So we do a career goal setting class too.
Oh, nice.
So we do that. And sometimes they're uncomfortable or the kids don't get a chance to get into the drop-in daycare over at CYS.
Sure.
So that's okay. We can also do a one-on-one if need be. So
okay.
If they're uncomfortable with being in a class, and that's fine. Whatever we can do.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that so much because looking for a career is really intimidating. Especially, I love what you said about this career goal setting class because you do, maybe you have a great job and you're really comfortable in it and you know that you're doing awesome in that job. It's really scary to branch out and try something different because mm-hmm. you feel so insecure about your skills and what you can actually do. So the fact that you have a class that helps people explore every, you know, opportunity that they have is something that's pretty remarkable.
Oh, thank you. And we also do it because we have some of those spouses, they haven't been in the work environment for so long.
Sure.
And so they're looking to do a new career. So mm-hmm. let's say, for instance, I have one spouse that came in and she was in retail all her life.
Sure.
And I get that. And that was before she got married and then took some time off to travel around.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Then and she did volunteer things, which is great on a resume, by the way.
Yeah.
But she wanted something different than retail. So we looked up, did a career goal assessment, an interest profiler, and to see what she wanted to do. Well, she was suited to teaching. I was like, well, okay, well, teaching. Let's find how we can map from your actual interest to your actual goal.
Wow.
And then see what companies out there or school districts out there that will help you to do that.
And she probably would have never even thought about something like that without your assistance.
Not at all.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So let's talk a little bit more about the actual job fair that's coming up. So it's on September the 5th at the SFC Paul R. Smith Education Center here on Fort Stewart, right?
Correct.
And from 10 to 2 p.m., tell me about what people can expect.
Well, we have about 30 vendors and training resources there. We will have people like the Averitt Trucking Company, Gulfstream. We will have our local Liberty County school system will be there. Heroes Make America will be there. They have some training opportunities for our spouses.
Cool.
If some of our spouses or even our veterans want to get into trucking, Troops of Transportation will be there. We have everything. And also, all the schools that are located at the Education Center are also participating. They will stay here in their offices for convenience sake, but I highly encourage them, encourage our spouses and our veterans to go and check them out.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Because perhaps they can go that route to further their career that way.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it really is a true career fair, from training all the way up to finding jobs.
Correct.
Awesome. Maybe there's an employer that's listening to this right now. If they're interested in getting connected with you to become part of this career fair, is that a possibility?
Yes, it is. So what they can do is, I have a few spots left.
Okay.
So what they can do is give me a call, mm-hmm. at 912-435-9646.
Okay.
Ask for Emmeline, and we will go ahead and see how many spots I have left.
Okay.
And then go from there. Now, if I see that the spots are filled, I will put them on a waiting list, because sure. There are times that sometimes a company can't make it due to flight issues, things like that. I will make sure that they will be contacted immediately.
Awesome. And then, of course, maybe they can't make this fair on September the 5th. You guys also do a really great job of just posting job announcements as well. So if individuals are just looking to see what's available out there, can they access that through ACS?
Oh, yes. Our ACS website.
Okay.
So we do two things. They can get in contact with employers, because I have a thing called Eye on Employment. It's pretty much a weekly thing when we can get employers scheduled. It's like its own little mini job fair. It's usually 1 to 2 employers have a table in my building, in building 4973. And anyone can come by, check them out, talk to the recruiter, and then go from there. The other thing is, for job announcements, we get a lot of job announcements that are asked of us to place onto Facebook or onto the ACS Employment Development Center. So they can go straight to the ACS website,
mm-hmm.
and then there is a link for the Employment Development Center.
That is awesome. And mm-hmm. for everyone out there listening, if you're looking to get on the ACS website, you can actually get to it from the Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield website, which is home.army.mil/Stewart. And you can just search up Army Community Service and get to the employment readiness page from there. And then, of course, make sure that you guys are following Army Community Service on the social media platforms. And then, yeah, I mean, this is so cool, because, again, going back to the fact that, there are other job fairs that have been amazing, that have been offered on the installation. The order of priority is just a little bit different than what your order of priority is and who you are trying to help get employed. And with ACS, it's spouses, right?
Exactly. Our spouses have so many useful skills,
mm-hmm.
that all the employers have to do is just give them a chance, because you have eager spouses to train, retrain, or use their current skills. I've got nurses looking for jobs.
Wow.
So I've got people who want to stay in the retail industry looking for jobs. They just want the chance.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, and really, there are so many jobs out there that, yes, are available. Again, it's just so intimidating that you don't even know where to start. It's like when your house is really dirty and you know you have to do it, but you're so overwhelmed you just lay down and watch TV instead. So thank you so much for helping these individuals, that are out there looking for employment, get that jump start that they need, and showing them the way, because it's great.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
yeah, you. No, of course, of course. And then your building number is what again?
My building number is 4973. We are across the street from the Wynn ER. It is separate from the main ACS campus. So my office is in 4973.
Okay, and that's the SFTAC?
SFTAC.
Tell me what that stands for.
Soldier and Family Transition Assistance Center.
Awesome. And you guys cannot miss it. It's on the backside of the emergency room for when, and the building has a little playground off to the side.
Exactly.
And a little circular pull-in. You cannot miss it. Super friendly, very, very comfortable environment.
Oh, yeah.
Who else is in that building with you?
So we have EFMP. We have, for those that are looking to assistance with their disability ratings, we have a representative from the VFW in there. We have several representatives from the VA to talk about VRNE, Veterans Health, anything like that. And for those who are MEBing out, we mm-hmm. have a TAP in there. Also, if you are relocating and need like a kitchen kit or anything like that, our relocation office is in there.
Wow. Okay, so again, when we're talking about PCS season, you know, household mm-hmm. goods never arrive when you arrive.
Exactly.
So if y'all are just needing some
like
household
tables.
Items.
Yeah, tables, chairs, kitchen set. We have that.
Awesome. Perfect. That is one magical building.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you would like to tell everyone about your program?
In addition, we have everything. If we have classes on resume writing, interview skills, all that, we can do it one-on-one. But I encourage everyone, come by. We have even a resume review clinic that's once a month. So that's your chance to do a walk-in. Everything else is done by appointment.
Okay.
So, but that one, the resume review clinic, if you see it around, it is walk-in, 30 minutes, have your resume ready for me to review, and then I'll give you some tips and tricks.
Very cool. So tell me again, who is eligible to use this service?
Anyone with a DOD ID. Basically, if you can get on this space with your own ID,
mm-hmm.
and that is military spouses,
mm-hmm.
veterans, other family members such as like teenagers, college-aged kids that still have their military ID,
mm-hmm.
and also our transitioning members I really want to give this caveat out. Transitioning members can use our service once they are at the capstone stage or they are actually completed with TAP.
Okay. All right.
TAP
cool.
has their own.
That's right.
They are mandated.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so we talked a couple weeks ago with the TAP ladies about the huge job fair that they
mm-hmm.
recently had here on Fort Stewart, and which is just whoa, that thing was huge.
It was huge.
It was super
yeah.
awesome, which you guys participated in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We did.
So, mm-hmm. So there are just so many resources on the installation for finding jobs. But again, the very cool thing about Army Community Service using your program, Emmeline, is that, you know, just exactly like what you just said, kids looking for a summer job.
Yeah.
Or, you
mm-hmm.
know, like getting ready to jumpstart a career and maybe make a future out of it, or especially spouses coming in. I mean, PCS season's right around the corner. So, yeah, I mean, what a phenomenal service that you have. So thank you so much.
Well, again, thank you.
And again, you know what? Everybody, please come out to this job fair on September the 5th at the Paul R. Smith Education Center on Fort Stewart. It is the Military Spouse and Career Fair from 10 to 2 p.m. And if any employers are listening, make sure to give Emmeline a call so we can see if she's got some space for you if you'd like to participate. Other than that, that would be it for this week's edition of the Marne Report podcast. Emmeline, thank you so much again.
Well, thank you, Molly. Appreciate it.
All right. And I'm Molly, that's Emmeline, and we are signing off.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.